Hello and welcome to the Equiline Podcast. This is Dr. Wendy Corin.
This is Dr. Dave Lundquist.
And today we want to talk to you about video, using video for assessment and for communication.
Yeah, because the use of video can give you insights that, I don't know about you, but we're busy enough that we can't go to the ring all the time and just sit and watch clients go, and we can't always watch every horse go because we have a lot of clients. So being able to review a video that a client will, you can have the client take the video while the horse is, or dog is showing and send it to you, and that it gives you a chance to evaluate that animal through motion.
Also, one of the things that works so well for me when someone sends me videos is that the words they use to describe the problem may have created an entirely different picture in my head than the one that they show me. So, and it's also useful to hear the perspective. If someone says, oh, he can't take off on his right lead, or my dog is limping on its right front, and yet when I watch the video, my eyes go to a different spot than the one they're prioritizing. And then we have to synthesize the data and figure out what's the priority. Because often there's many things going on, whether it's in the ring, doing agility, show jumping, dressage, or just my dog can't get on the couch.
Yeah, there's always something you're going to be able to pick up from a video that you're not going to necessarily get through history, because, you know, people forget. People have a different perspective since they may be on the horse or they may be next to the dog, and they really don't see every angle. They don't see it through our eyes. You know, our eyes are trained differently than their eyes are. And we look for those issues. We've put our hands on it. We've felt it. We've moved it. So we have an internal, external perspective.
It's also a way with the, we amongst ourselves can share information and question what's the best way to interact with this four-legged creature. You know, what do we want to begin with? This different technique, do we want to look, when do we call in outside help? The videos really help us with that assessment and tracking progress, because I've had people say that something is much better and I see it differently, or I have somebody say I don't see any improvement and I'll see 90% of the things that I saw in the first time resolved with one left over. So as Dave said, you know, it makes a big difference with perspective, but it also chronicles a story, and it also gives us the ability to look back at something that happened a week, or in my case 5 minutes ago, and remind myself as exactly what was going on.
Yeah. Plus, you know, I can't tell how many times we say, oh my God, I wish we had videoed the before.
Oh,
how many times has that happened? Where we've done something to an animal and have some miraculous result, and it's, you know, we can't show anyone because we saw the before ourselves and didn't video it, and then we saw the afterwards and went, oh my God, there's such a huge difference. And that is probably the most wonderful thing, and I know I've said this over and over again about animal chiropractic, because there's no placebo, and the animals either act or they just react to whatever you do. I mean, and they absorb it and go with it, or it doesn't do anything for them. So it's just fabulous to watch, and to see the miracles every day is so fantastic.
I am grateful for that all of the time, and getting in the habit of videoing, whether you are the trainer, the physician, the therapist, or the you know, the client, when you communicate with video with sound on, there are things that we can hear in the movement of the animal that are important. It also allows for both a micro and a macro perspective. And for those of you who has watched us adjust, when more than one of us are there, the goal of the person whose hands are not on is to look at the expression, look at the ears, look at the shifting of weight. And you can really see that dramatically when you're watching a video. and you can slow it down. And that's really, really useful.
Yeah, to be able, there are so many things you can do with video because you can zoom in on an area that, oh, this area looks, I'm concerned about where they're putting their foot down or how they're back leg is moving in a certain location. You can zoom in on it and see that one area. And so you can get a micro macro idea of what's going on in the area. So the video offers a lot of advantage. It's a memory, you know, maybe your memory isn't good enough to hold on to all those horses. I know mine's not. So having videos to back it up and be able to look at really quickly. And we have a lot of our riders that love to show us the videos of their horse jumping. And it gives us a chance to watch, to see how the horse moves, how the horse jumps, how high does it jump, how far does it jump, you know, how does it handle its back end when it's going over a jump. There are so many things we can look at that we'll see there that you don't see just standing in a stall.
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes I'll notice something, and even though it may have presented before, there's a time and a place where I just really notice it. And the other day it was with dogs, and all the dogs that had run a certain course in an agility trial all had left shoulders. And I thought, I never ask, are there more left turns? And to be able to watch the video on the ring and notice, is there a reason? Is there something that they can do outside the ring to compensate? I mean, you know, you have this conversation with every sport has its tendency to create certain issues, or every, you know, if it's a horse jumping, you can see a difference between the ring they're in with the trauma sometimes to the fetlocks, because there's different footing and different rings and travel. And when you can look at a video and actually look at the entire event and then narrow down to the specific athlete, what a difference it makes. And when you take home videos, and I can actually see the problem you're talking about, when my horse can't do this, and I will tell you that there's a large percentage of the time that they're doing the thing they person tells me they can't do. So what they meant to say is they're not doing it as well as they used to, or they're not doing it to my expectation. So the giving us the video allows us to be able to understand what you mean in a more thorough and more, just a better and more complete perspective.
Yeah. And we'll tell clients to say, oh, take a video of your dog walking, or because we want to get a perspective of sometimes they're different from clinic setting to home setting. So I tell the clients, when you're home, take a 30-second video of your dog running around the house, or your dog, you know, doing what it does, chasing a ball. You know, get a video in a different setting, because sometimes that'll make a difference too. Sometimes when we put them in the clinic setting and make them do something, they seem to have more awareness of what's going on, or they're too distracted by other things.
Just like humans, stress, anxiety, and distraction creates it. We just noticed we had our puppy on the treadmill today for the second time ever, first time us doing it. And it was really fascinating to see her have to have her head down in order to walk. And the second you lifted her eyesight off the ground, she stopped walking. Now, she is quite capable of walking with her head neutral. It's how she ordinarily walks. But in a new environment, there was such new behavior that she didn't raise her head until another dog walked in front of her. And then she found the coordination to be able to have her head up and then walk, or more likely found the motivation. But again, you've heard us say this so many times, there's a huge difference between can't and won't. And sometimes, as Dave said, choosing different environments lets you see what is possible versus what is comfortable both emotionally and physically.
Mm-hmm. Luckily, one thing nice for us in the show world, both dog and horse, are almost all the rounds are videoed. So clients always have access to those rounds, which is wonderful because it gives us a chance to see, hey, what does this dog do? Because We're not always there for the jumping contests. We're not always there for the sniffing trials, whatever. I don't know whatever they call the
scent
trials. We're not always there for those things. So it's nice to see a video to find out, hey, what is this dog doing, and what kind of environment is it in, and what specifically things do they have to do? What body requirements, what physical requirements are required to do their task? And sometimes you get a little better idea when you actually see it.
Also, it's very useful for the other practitioners who we call in. I can't tell you how many times I have such lovely humans in my life that I can send a video of someone they've never met, and they're like, instinct says, go look at this, take a look at that. Whereas if I've seen the animal so many times and I've looked at it so many times, my filters may be omitting something that someone new to it might take. I'll tell you something, so many times it's the human interference. And take the human out of the quotient, and all of a sudden you have a fully functioning animal. Because the, as we always say, the aids you don't know you're giving work just as well as the ones you give intentionally. So we can bring that to people's attention. And, you know, why do we have certain issues with dogs? Well, if they're only ever on the same side of the person. Why do we have certain rib issues on a horse? Well, you only ever mount on the same side. There are things that are human-induced that can be dealt with if you're aware of it.
Yeah, and that's one thing also great about the video is you can actually, especially with our horse and rider, we can actually video not just the horse, but we also see the rider and how the rider's seat affects the horse. And we've had issues where the rider's always going, how come my horse always drifts left? How come my horse always drifts left? And then you watch them ride and you see how unbalanced they are. And that's where the issue's not with the horse. The horse is just listening to the rider because that's the aid the rider's giving. The rider just doesn't know it's giving it because they don't see themselves. So that's one thing nice video can teach, not just us, but it can teach the riders, the trainers, the owners, what's going on with that animal and why.
It's about learning. It's about communicating, and it's about using all the tools that we have at our disposal to do this in the best way possible. So think about this. How does video work in your life other than Instagram, TikTok, and ways to play and celebrate on the internet? How can you use video to make a bigger difference in accomplishing your goals? And I invite you to communicate back to us in ways that you can get a better perspective having a motion picture than a static picture. And sometimes the angle of any static picture can so thoroughly influence the opinion that you see. So begin to explore more ways to use video in the most effective way possible. And again, for us, it's both a very effective way for evaluation and for communication.
Yeah, and there's some great new tools out on the market now, too, that aren't expensive, where you can mount your camera up to a remote control mobile unit that actually will keep an eye on your horse and move with the horse. So the person can be riding and will shoot video following the horse as you go around the ring. So there's some really nice tools out there now to help you with video. If you don't have someone to stand there and do video for you, you can actually do it solo by using some of these things. What's it called? Moxie and Pixie?
Yes, there's so many.
Yeah.
I don't know the names of them, but the Pixel one, Pivo.
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 Let's rename things.
Pivo and Mevo.
Pivo
and Mevo.
You know, but it doesn't have to be highly sophisticated. It just needs to be in focus. Please, if you're sending us videos, please let us be able to actually see the creature you're aiming at. We've seen a lot of feet. and a lot of dirt. And
we've seen a horse way in the distance.
We've seen something that we thought we could identify as a horse. Use the skills that you have and ask for help. That's another huge message. You know, we're here to offer whatever assistance we can and just be another tool in your toolbox. So we invite you to communicate and celebrate, because using video for that is also, it's just fun. And as you know, if you follow us on Instagram or on Facebook, we show a lot of things to celebrate, because videos also help you create a larger base. It takes a village to do most everything. So we appreciate being a part of your village, and we absolutely love that you're a part of ours. This is Dr. Wendy Corin.
This is Dr. Dave Lundquist.
And this has been an Equiline podcast.